File number 2195. Continued. Mission log. Vincent Kutcher and Sergeant Alexander Vasiliev. Location, aboard Themis, Sinwaeju, North Korea.
Finish it, Eva. Just keep hitting if you hate me so much.
I can't hit you anymore, Dad.
Eva, I love you. You have no idea how much I...
I said hit, Dad, not hate.
I know, Eva.
I mean, I literally can't hit you. I can't lift my arm anymore.
That's a start, Eva. That's a start. Can you get up?
No, my co-pilot's legs are gone.
Mine's unconscious. Does that mean we're done killing each other?
Dad, I... Yes, we're done killing each other.
Good.
We're in trouble. I'm in trouble. The-
Vincent, what the fuck is going on?
Hold on a sec, Eva. I gotta talk to Moscow. We're on our back, Catherine. Lapidus is lying on top of us. I think that about sums it up.
We can see that, Vincent.
Then why are you asking me?
Geez, Vincent, I don't know. Oh, yes, I remember now. There are a million Chinese crossing the bridge right now, and the North Korean army is marching on your location with a few hundred tanks. What else? Oh, the Chinese aren't taking my calls, so if you're not too busy, I'd like to know what the fuck is going on.
Well, like I said, we're on our back.
Can you maybe not be on your back?
Maybe if Alex wakes up. He looks pretty banged up.
Wake him up!
I'm not even sure he's alive, Catherine.
Well, you better find a way to get up on your own then, because if the Chinese, or the Koreans for that matter, get to you while you're lying down, they'll take Lapidus, kill your daughter, then they'll come in and shoot you, they'll shoot each other, yada yada yada, they have two robots, and pretty soon all our kids are singing the Chinese national anthem, watching the red flag go up on Mondays.
That's sweet of you to worry about me.
Oh, I forgot. Just in case they don't shoot you, I'll have to kill you. You know how much I'd hate to do that. That would be so unpleasant.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah, poor me. You'll puke your insides out for a minute or two, then you'll be dead. I'm the one who'll have to live with the guilt. Oh, Vincent, the guilt. And all the paperwork. There'll be so much paperwork, Vincent. You can't even imagine. Also, I'll have lost our one robot on its very first mission, and that won't go down too well with my boss. I'm telling you, bad things will happen to me. Very bad things. Like I said, you need to-
I can't get up, Catherine. You need a new plan.
I need? You're the one lying on the ground in North Korea. Can you hold them off?
Hold them off? You mean kill them?
No, I meant hold them off. We won't start a war with China for the fun of it, especially if they end up with the robots anyway.
Not helpful. I can't aim from here without Alex. I can fire a blast all around us, but that's pretty indiscriminate. Let me see if Lapidus can do anything.
Lapidus? I know your daughter's in there, but they're kind of the enemy, you know?
Well, I doubt they're looking forward to whatever is in store for them if they get caught. And I don't think the U.S. will be too happy to lose Lapidus either. Right now, I'd say we're allies. You said Beijing wouldn't talk to you. Try Washington. I'm sure they'd be happy to carpet bomb this place for you if they have planes nearby. For that matter, why don't you? Warn the Chinese beforehand. They'll leave, and we can all have dinner together. I'm starving.
Why do you think the Chinese won't take my call? Besides, it wouldn't work. We couldn't bomb the place forever, and they know we can't send ground troops. They'd just wait and grab the robots afterwards. You need to find a way out of there, Vincent. It's the only way you survive.
I'm disappointed in you, Catherine. Now I feel like I picked the wrong country to be blackmailed by.
Oh, that hurts.
Gotta go. I can see the Chinese army. Eva?
What took you so long?
Just Moscow telling me the Chinese are coming. So are the Koreans, and that they'll kill us the minute either of them reaches Themis. How's your day?
They just told me the same thing. The U.S. did. They'll blow my head up, Dad. Can you get us out of this?
I'm gonna try and send a small blast around us without killing everyone. Maybe they'll keep their distance.
You're worried about the Chinese army?
I'm not gonna kill a million people just to save the two of us, Eva. Sorry.
I get that, but I can learn to live with myself if a dozen of them don't make it and my head doesn't explode. Yokits, the North Koreans are closing in too. I don't think we can save everyone, Dad.
No, we'll both burst if they start shooting at us. We need to take the Koreans out. Can your robot fire at all? Those big bolts of light would come in pretty handy right about now.
My co-pilot's passed out. I'll get out and see if I can wake her up.
All right. I'll send a small blast. Maybe they'll get spooked.
Whoa!
What?
Our leg's gone. You obliterated our leg.
I'll buy you a new one. That thing was ugly as hell anyway.
She won't wake up, Dad. There's a pool of blood under her legs. She needs help.
There is nothing you can do for her, Eva. Not right now. Look at the console. Find the button that looks like an equal sign with a dot above it.
There isn't one. They're coming, Dad. The Koreans are coming.
I'll send out another burst. There. Did they stop?
I don't think so, no.
You need to find that button, Eva. Themis hasn't had a lot of time to recharge. She'll run out of energy real quick. You'll have to do it after that.
There's no equal sign.
Look closer, Eva. It should be on the right.
It's not. There isn't one, Dad.
There has to be.
The console's different. I see the numbers you showed me, but there's no yoke. It's equal sign. Dot or no dots.
Vincent, we're showing the Chinese and Koreans closing in on your location.
Yes, Catherine, we can see them too.
Are they firing at each other?
No, they're not. I could be wrong, but I'd say you just lost a friend. It looks like the Koreans are going for Lapidus. They're bringing in a bunch of trucks. I see large spools of cable.
They want to tow Lapidus out of here?
Best guess is they want to drag him away from Themis.
Why?
So they can get to us. Themis is on her back. They can't access the hatch unless they flip us over. They can't do that with Lapidus on top of us.
Vincent, you know I can't let them take you.
You mean alive, right? Because they'll take me regardless. I can slow them down, but you need to do something.
There's nothing we can do, Vincent. You're on your own.
Dad!
Oh, shit. I see it. They're tying cable around Lapidus's leg and arm. Eva, I'll send out another burst. That should get rid of those cables, but you need to get back to your station.
I'll try.
It worked! I got rid of a few trucks, maybe 100 men.
I don't think they got the message, Dad. They're coming back.
Are you strapped in?
Almost. I can't move my left arm. My shoulder's busted.
Well, it looks like they're going after your good arm. See if you can shake it loose. No, wait.
For what?
Wait until the cable is fixed. You can take out whatever it's attached to. And now! Now!
Yeah! Take that, assholes!
Can you see the Chinese?
They're coming. Some of them are at your feet. I just flung some sort of crane at them, but they don't seem to care. Yuckets. We're moving, Dad. They're dragging us away.
They have you by the leg.
Do something!
On it. Cable's gone. I should have gotten the crane, too, with that burst. Themis must be running low. I don't think she has many more of those left in her. Oh, shit!
That doesn't sound good.
My helmet just turned off. I can't see anything.
Can you move?
What? No! We're out of juice! It's just you now.
What do you want me to do? I don't know what I... No! They're dragging us again! Ugh!
What's happening?
We just fell off Themis's chest. We're on the ground. The Chinese are moving in.
Do they have cables?
Yeah, bulldozers too. They're going for your left arm, I think.
They're gonna flip us over.
Soldiers are climbing on Lapidus. They're on our back.
Shake them loose. Don't let them get to the hatch.
I'm trying.
Just move as hard and as fast as you can.
Oh, no, Dad. They're going to kill us if the Koreans get in. Please, help me.
Vincent, this is Catherine. It doesn't look good from where we're sitting. Is there anything you want to tell us?
No, Catherine, I don't have anything to tell you. If you have to push that button, I... You do what you have to do, but give me a minute first. I want to talk to my daughter. There's time.
They keep climbing. I don't want to die, Dad.
I know, Eva. I'm here. I'm here with you. Just like last time, remember?
I can't see you. I wish I could see you.
Close your eyes. I'm right there. See? You're not alone, Eva.
I'm sorry, Dad.
You've got nothing to be sorry about. I'm proud of you, Eva. I've always been proud of you. I'm proud of the way you won't let anyone tell you who you need to be, including me. I'm proud of the way you care about people. I'm proud of how you always speak your mind, how you don't pretend to be something you're not. You're my daughter, Eva. I'm proud of that.
No! Don't!
What?
Not you, Dad, them. They're going to kill us. I don't want to die. Not like that.
Patch me through. Can you do that, Eva? Let me talk to them?
Yeah. I think this is it.
Hey. Can you hear me? I'm talking to the American asshole who just told my daughter she was going to die. She says you put something inside her head, some sort of explosive. If that's true, you better hope that thing doesn't go off, because if it does, you might as well kill yourself. I know what you're thinking. There's a good chance Musco will do the same thing and kill me. There's always a possibility the Chinese or Koreans will kill me, but I wouldn't bet on that. You see, I'm not the easiest person to be with. I can be a bit of a dick sometimes. Just ask my daughter. My point is, if people keep me around, it's not because of my charming personality. It's because I have legs that bend the wrong way, and that's kind of useful if you also happen to have thymus. So on the off chance that I make it through this, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I don't give a shit who this robot belongs to an hour from now. I will fucking kill you. I will mow down whatever place you work at and the house you live in. I will kill everyone you've ever known. Your high school teacher, people you play softball with. I will march down Washington Avenue and turn your DC into a fucking sandbox. I will end you and everything you hold dear. There will be no United States when I'm done with you, and there is nothing, not a goddamn thing you can do to stop me. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Motherfucker, answer me!
They can't answer you, Dad, but they heard you.
Now I have a few things to say to you in case this doesn't work. Is it just us?
Yes, Dad. It's just you and me.
I want you to remember your parents in Puerto Rico. How much they loved you. I want you to remember Kara. How she died.
What? What's wrong with you? You want to make sure I die depressed, is that it?
No. I want you to realize you were loved by a shit ton of people. I know you think I ruined your life, that I stole something from you. I know you blame me for Ekim's death. And you have every right to. It's my fault. Me. None of this is your fault, and maybe you're right, Eva. Maybe I made the wrong call somewhere, and you suffered because of it. If that's the case, then I'm sorry. I'm more sorry than you can ever imagine. But I don't want you to doubt, not for a second, that I did all this because I love you.
Dad, there's...
Will you shut up and let me speak? You're the best thing that ever happened to me, Eva. If I fuck that up, it's on me, not you. I want you to know that no one anywhere was loved more than you were. I guarantee it. I don't care who they are, all those kids that made fun of you, people you idolized when you were young, movie characters. They've got nothing on you. I love you, Eva.
Can I talk now?
Yeah. Eva, you can talk now. You can talk my ear off.
There's another giant robot standing at our feet.